Perhaps he was being cautious. Incarceration had also revealed in Quinn a latent propensity for rumination. What would death by hanging be like? Was the point of the proceeding to end the felon's life, or to subject him to such awful public indignity that he welcomed his own demise?
"The bread, sir?"
Ned's gaze had grown wary.
"And the cheese,"
Quinn said, taking down the sack suspended from the rafter. Cutting the bread required patient use of the penknife. Davies, Quinn's self-appointed man of all work, and Penny, the whore turned chambermaid, were privileged to carry knives, but Quinn shuddered to contemplate what improprieties those knives had got up to when their owners had been at liberty. Quinn set the food on the table, cut two thick slices of bread for the boy, situated cheese between them, and poured the child some ale. Pewter tankards, no less. That would be Althea's influence, as was the washstand with the porcelain pitcher and basin. Quinn had been born in the poorest of York's slums, but saw no need to die looking like a ruffian.
"Aren't you hungry, sir?"
Ned had wolfed down half his sandwich and spoken with his mouth full. Quinn took a sip of fine summer ale.
"Not particularly."
"But you must keep up your strength. My brother Bob told me that before he was sent off. Said when the magistrate binds you over, the most important thing is to keep up your strength. You durst not go before the judge looking hangdog and defeated. You can't run very far on an empty belly neither."
The boy had lowered his voice on that last observation.
"I'll not be escaping, Ned," Quinn said gently. "I've been found guilty, and I must pay the price."
Though escape might be possible, such an undertaking wanted vast sums of money, which Quinn had, and a willingness to live the life of a fugitive, which Quinn lacked.
"Why is the quality all daft?"
Ned muttered, around another mouthful of bread and cheese.
"You find a bloke what looks half like you and has the consumption. You pay his family enough to get by, more than the poor sod would have earned in his lifetime, and you pike off on Sunday night leaving the bloke in your place. The poor sod ends his suffering Monday morning knowing the wife and brats is well set. You get to live. It's been done."
Everything unspeakable, ingenious and bold had been done by those enjoying the king's hospitality. That was another lesson Quinn had gleaned from incarceration. He'd seen schemes and bribes and stupid wagers by the score among London's moneyed classes. But sheer effrontery and true derring do were still the province of the desperate. He'd also learned, too late, that he wanted to live. He wanted to be a better brother and a lazier banker. He wanted to learn the names of the harp tunes Althea so loved, and to read a book or two, simply to have the excuse to sit quietly by a warm fire of a winter night. He wanted... what he wanted no longer mattered, if it ever had. The reprieve Ned spoke of was more burden than blessing, because Quinn was fated to die awfully, publicly and painfully, whether he'd committed murder, manslaughter, or neither.
"If you're not going to eat that, Gov, it shouldn't go to waste."
Quinn passed over his sandwich.
"My appetite seems to have deserted me."
Ned tore the sandwich in half and put half in his pocket. For later. For another boy, less enterprising or fortunate than Ned. For the birds, the child loved birds, or a lucky mouse. Quinn had lost not only his appetite for food, but also his interest in all yearnings. He did not long to see his siblings one last time. What was there to say? He certainly had no desire for a woman, though they were available in quantity, even in prison. He had no wish to pen one of those sermonizing final letters he'd written for six other men in the previous weeks. Those convicts had faced transportation, while Quinn faced the gallows. His affairs were scrupulously in order and had escaped forfeiture as a result of his forethought. He wanted peace, perhaps, and justice, that went without saying. The door banged open. It was unlocked during daylight, and the under-warden appeared. Whitey.